Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, time to get you caught up on the big, big news stories of the day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The Arizona Department of Housing has made a move to address homelessness. KTAR's Taylor Tassler has some details.
Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Tucson, and Coconino County will receive nearly $20 million from the Arizona Department of Housing. The funding will be used to provide shelter and other services to those experiencing homelessness.
Phoenix gets the largest sum, but in light of some American cities like San Francisco doling out dough to combat homelessness, only to have the problem escalate, is the money the end-all solution?
Well, it's not just the money, but it's how it's invested. And I mean invested. If it is just going to be about temporarily pulling people off the street, giving them a bed to sleep in so they're not sleeping on the sidewalk, we're never going to solve this problem. If we, as we just talked with the senator about, if there is a transitional housing option, if there is an option for people that gets them to a place that gets whatever it is that got them homeless there or keeps them homeless, sometimes there's a criminal background of petty things that stops them from getting a driver's license and being able to go back to work, overcoming that. Sometimes there are substance abuse issues that have to be overcome. If there is a transitional time where people are given the opportunity to move forward with their life, whether it's job training or transportation or otherwise, that could help be a solution. So in the investment, it can't just be in buildings and beds. It has to be in solutions. If we do that, we're going to be much better off than a lot of these other cities.
Sinema joined a moment ago on her role in the debt ceiling negotiations.
That's the role I try to play every day here in the United States Senate, which is to try and make the place function and make it work and make life a little bit better for Arizonans.
Were you encouraged by her, by your conversation with her, and actually somebody who wants to make Congress function?
Well, that's it. I've always gotten along with this senator, even when she was in the House and when she was even before that in the state legislature, even though we're at the time then in opposite political parties. I always got along well with her. The idea that you're going to make D.C. work better, I think, is also a pretty big undertaking. It is dysfunctional by nature. D.C. has put the funk in dysfunction for sure. But the idea that she is going to be able to cross over both with both parties and help people get to an agreement, I think that does force people's hands at least to work together. And that I do like. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the major headlines.
Chris Paul's future with the Phoenix Suns seems to be up in the air. Here's a report from our own Colton Krolak.
The team notified Paul that he would be waived, according to NBA insider Chris Haynes. The point guard spent three seasons in the Valley and nearly helped deliver the team's first ever championship. With the move, the Suns avoid paying a big chunk of Paul's remaining $30.8 million contract over the next 2 years.
From what I'm hearing, the move has yet to be made official. What are your thoughts?
I'm sure they would rather trade him than just release him. I'm sure that would be an option. But more than anything else, I think this is about culture. And I'll tell you why. The new owner has made a splash, what he did to get KD. What he has made some big moves to tell not just the city of Phoenix and the people of Arizona, but also I think people within that building, that we are going to make moves and whatever the moves are necessary to get us to a championship. Complacency is not an option. The new head coach has said he wants to work with DeAndre Ayton, and he believes he can turn that young man into the player that fits his potential. We'll see if that works out. But when you take a player that is loved and is iconic and as good as Chris Paul, it tells everybody nobody is safe. We are going to make moves that are financially and on the court best for us to get placed to win a championship. I think that culture shift, more than anything else, tells the story. But in the end, CP3 is still a phenomenal player. He will be missed, especially if the worst case scenario in my mind is he ends up going to play with LeBron and the Lakers. Then I got to hate the guy. And I can't wrap my arms around disliking him. But that would be a great team. And I don't know that I'd want to see him playing in the division.
All right, it's my Friday, so we're going to have a little fun with this last one.
All right.
Hotels.com unveiled its inaugural room service report. In it, they detailed the top 10 most unusual room service requests. Here are the top four. Number four is boiled bottled water. Number three is blowfish. Number two is melted ice cream. And number one, diet water. Do you have a weird room service order?
Diet water?
Yeah, I know. I read that and I was like, what?
I have never heard of diet water. No, you know, when I go...
Maybe it has negative calories instead of zero calories.
No, you know, I'm not a room service guy for the most part. If I do, it's usually a meal. I usually go down to the restaurant myself. So I'm not a room server. I'm a mini bar guy. In a pinch, I'm a mini bar guy,
okay.
But I'm not a room service person, and I don't have any weird, you know me, I'm pretty simple. I want, you know, tacos. How about that? If you got tacos at midnight, I'll pay anything. I'll pay anything for
Would
tacos.
Would you pay $1,600 for a burger, though?
No.
Because one hotel on this list has a $1,600 burger with 24-carat brioche bun.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they can, never mind what they can do with that bun, but no, I'm not buying that. But no, I have no weird requests for room service.
All right.